Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Good morning. This is Danny Hall with Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM. As we welcome to our program today from the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, John Cothran. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. I hope you're doing well today, my friend.
Very good.
Well, I know you have a lot of great things to share with us today. Basically, we're going to be talking about safety tips, primarily with your tractor and implements around the farm. So why don't we get just started, first of all, with let's talk about your tractor, what you need to know and how you need to operate.
Yeah, we encourage farmers and producers to kind of know their tractor and their implements and how they work. And that's a good tip there. And make sure you always keep your tractor in good condition. We always stress maintenance. Always take care of those broken pieces of equipment, and that way it doesn't create harm in the future.
What about the rollover structures and the seat belts? What's the importance of that? It seems obvious, but let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, most or all new tractors these days have the ropes, the rollover protection structure. And so with that, we always encourage producers or farmers or whoever, even lawn owners, to wear their seatbelt with that, because that is the way that it is designed to work, is to wear your seatbelt with the roller protection structure.
Am I right in understanding that the most tractor fatalities are caused by overturned tractors?
Yes, you're right.
All right. You also, in addition to being familiar with your equipment, you need to be familiar with where you're using it, right?
Yeah, yeah. And if you're on your own farm, of course, most of the time you know the slopes. Maybe it's on the side or a saddling slope or maybe going downhill. But even if it's on a new piece of ground, we always encourage people to kind of walk that ground or maybe use a four-wheeler or an ATV or something like that to drive over to kind of find any holes or ditches or anything like that that could cause a problem.
Our guest is John Cothran. John's an extension agent with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about tractor and equipment safety today. Here's something else I think that most people probably know, but it's also, especially if it happens to be cooler weather, easier to ignore. That's about starting an engine in a closed shed or garage. You do not want to do that, right?
Yeah, same thing as with a motor vehicle, you know, that we drive every day. You know, it produces carbon monoxide, and it is a colorless, odorless, and potentially deadly gas that could fill the area.
What do you mean when you say, I'm checking this list here, what do you mean when you say keep your PTO properly shielded?
Well, the PTO is, we also call that the power takeoff, and it's what actually allows the equipment that we pull to run. And a lot of times it runs at maybe 540 RPMs, and most time, just an average tractor, the PTO has a strength of about 500 men.
Wow.
So we want to keep that shielded. That way, maybe any loose clothing we have or hair or arms, which we shouldn't have our arms or anything in that while it's turning, which is another point, is just always, if you get off a tractor, make sure you turn the PTO off.
Mm-hmm. It is always also, even though people do it every day, it's easy to maybe forget it or ignore it or say, oh, well, I can just reach and do this, and it's just not a wise thing to do.
That's right. That's correct.
How about the your hitches, things like that that help, I guess, to stabilize a tractor in a sense?
Yeah, the hitches and also the front-end loaders. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to kind of keep those low to the ground. The higher they are, the potential is that the tractor might flip over, maybe backwards.
Our guest, John Cothran, with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking tractor and implement safety today. Here's another one that seems pretty obvious, too, and there may be some of us who've been guilty of this a little bit, and that's to never jump off a moving tractor.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times we get in a hurry, and maybe the tractor's not completely stopped, and we go ahead and get off that tractor. And it is very dangerous, and it is, like you said, we're so used to doing it. Maybe we've done it 100 times, but it only takes that one time that an accident could happen.
How about when it comes time to refueling? What do we need to know about that?
Never refuel while the engine's running or it's hot. And you never want to add water to the radiator while the engine's hot, just like on a car or truck. You know, you have to be careful of that. So the water is hot after running.
And there's something else that you hear on the news more often than you'd like to, and that is children getting injured on a farm. What's important for children to know and for us to know to tell the children?
Yeah, we always, you know, the kids want to ride, and so it's very important that we be careful of that, and make sure we keep the children off the tractor and all the off the implements at all times. You know, it just a quote right here. It says, "A tractor's work is not a child's play." So we got to be really careful, and it happens tragically every year. We have children get hurt or even killed. You know, falling off a tractor or even a lawnmower. A lot of times you see children riding on lawnmowers, at home as well.
And here's something I know, because farming is one of those things that you, as they say, make hay while the sun shines. Sometimes you get in a hurry. Not wise thing to do, is it?
We know. We're all guilty of this. You know, we're always in a hurry while the sun's shining. We want to get the crops planted or maybe the hay baled. Mm-hmm. But it's very important to take your time, and do it right. And always think of safety.
Not just the folks operating the tractors that need to be careful either, is it, John?
That's right. So we encourage motorists, and a lot of times motorists, and I'm guilty myself, a lot of times when you see a tractor, our first instinct is, how are we going to pass that tractor?
Yep.
And so we always encourage motorists to, when you see a tractor on the road, instead of thinking how you're going to pass it, let's slow down and evaluate the situation. Maybe try not to pass in curves, or maybe on a slope or a hill, a blind curve or something like that.
And I always say to people I talk to who are out in the country, like where I live, and they say, "Oh, I got behind a tractor or a piece of farm equipment. It took me so long." And it's like, please understand how important the farmers are. Take a deep breath.
That's right.
And realize just those few extra seconds, it's better to have everybody safe and healthy.
Yeah, and we encourage farmers also as well to be visible, have their slow-moving vehicle signs, the triangle that's reflective tape on their equipment, if they're at night, to run flashers and headlights.
Mm-hmm.
And always, if you get behind a tractor, make sure you always kind of pay attention. A lot of tractor producers or farmers, they use hand signals, and even tractors these days have turn signals.
Yeah.
A lot of times a tractor may be turning and the motorist might be trying to pass at the same time. So just make sure we all slow down and just observe our surroundings.
Think safety first, and it's going to be better for everybody, no question about it. John Cothran with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, thanks for sharing with us today. People have any questions about this or any other things related to your office, the number they can call is
336-651-7348.
And important to note, you do need to call the 336 now. You got to dial that now. John Cothran, thank you, my friend. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you, folks, for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.